The Old Testament reading is from Psalm 100, verses 1 to 5. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 2 to 20. I plead with Euodia, and I plead with Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, my true companion, help these women, since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid more than once when I was in need. Not that I desire your gifts, what I desire is that more be credited to your account. I have received full payment and have more than enough. I am amply supplied. Now that I have received from you, Epaphroditus, the gifts you sent, they are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. To our God the Father be glory for ever and ever. Amen. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God.
Would you please stand for the gospel reading? The Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 9, beginning from verse 46. An argument started among the disciples as to which one of them would be the greatest. Jesus, knowing their thoughts, took a little child and had him stand beside him. Then he said to them, "Whoever welcomes this little child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. For it is the one who is least among you all who is the greatest." "Master," said John, "we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him, because he is not one of us. Do not stop him, Jesus said, for whoever is not against you is for you. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise to Christ the Lord.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I think I am on. Yes. I'd like you to share with somebody you're sitting next to, and please ask them to be honest with you. What is their most valuable asset? What is it that they really value? What is it, if it's taken away from you, you would surely die? Surely die. Surely, surely you would... You would actually argue about it. It would be World War III. You have a minute. Okay. I hope that somebody was honest to say a car, a house, your wife, your children. What else would I think? Your job, your shoes. I have a friend who loves shoes, so I'm pretty sure it's the shoes. If he was here. Your hair. I love my hair because if we don't have the Scotch-Brite, we'd use it to do the saucepans, and it would be much better than the iron, yeah? Man has been insecure for a long time. Be it in the third world, be it in the advanced world, man has gone even to the moon to look for life. He's actually not even safe on Earth, so he's looking for another place to live. Insecurity has belittled our minds. When I was joining theological school, I was coming from doing electrical engineering. I had just gotten a job from in Dubai to go and work in one of the people in the electrical company which was doing buildings. And then I switched into theology. God's timing, really good. When I told this to my relatives and I told my parents were very strong about it. They were happy. But when my relatives heard about it, they asked me, are you insane? Have you gone crazy? Something is wrong with you. Would God even do that? They were questioning me on my security and where it was. But the thing is that they were focusing it from where their security was. It was on wealth and material. We have been going through Philippians. Max talked to us about the single mind. Emily talked to us about the submitted mind. And Fraser last week talked to us about the spiritual mind. Today I have a very hard task to come after three very theological people and gurus and talk about the secure mind. But I pray that the Holy Spirit will be able to share through me. What is it that you really value? What is your security placed on? Where your mind is, that's where your heart is, the Bible says. Mortgage in New Zealand is a big issue. House, a car, a job, friends, a partner to marry, education, Paul says, do not be anxious about anything. I find it so amazing that this is somebody who's in jail and is saying, do not be anxious about anything. This is somebody in jail, yeah? Let's take a walk through Philippians. Sitting in a cell, bound, having chains on his legs, on his arms, the condition in the cell, the people around who would be in the cell, basically we are talking about murderers, thieves, and all these people. Here's somebody whose work is to bring these people to Christ, to point them to Christ, and he's in the cell. For what? Doing nothing. But he gets letters and information from Philippians and tells them, hey, my fellow people, I want you to rejoice in the Lord. How? A secure mind rejoices in the Lord. Paul says in verse 2, rejoice in the Lord, a present imperative. He goes again and says, and I say it again, rejoice in the Lord, another present imperative. The key word there, always. How many times do we rejoice in the Lord? How then can we have a secure mind in Christ? How can we build that? Because there's a mind that is being built that Christ is asking that we need to have. Paul says, a mind that is secure in the Lord rejoices in unity. He addresses the church in Philippi. There's an issue where sisters are fighting. It could be this sister is very good in making pie. She has the best pie. And the other one was given the opportunity to make the pie. So there's something that is happening. There's an argument, there's a disagreement. Paul says, my friends, you need to agree. This is so small of an issue that you have been drifted away from the real focus and have gone to the small issue that is not the focus of what the church is all about. Paul is in prison and says to them, a person who's in prison should be thinking about revenge. I have been put into prison back in Kenya, arrested because they thought I was a tout. It was unfairly. But before they arrested me, we threw punches. You have to fight for yourself. I fought for myself. Then the charges increased. Now I had actually beat officers. The cell is not a good place. Paul is talking from a cell and telling these people, you need to rejoice. Imagine the condition where he is. This is somebody who should be thinking about revenge. Rejoicing in unity. People, I have been in churches, I have been in ministry, where people don't, they are there to cause trouble. If it's not my way, there cannot be peace. My way, my thinking, my idea has to be the one. It has to be yours. Is it God's way? Unity is not about me, it's about us. And when I start thinking about myself, when I'm uniting people, then I'm in the wrong place. Because I'm not considering my brother better than myself. I want my way. Paul is saying, hey, stop thinking about your way. Agree with your brother. Look for the peace. Paul says, rejoice even though I'm in chains. Because the gospel is spreading. Not because of your arguments, but because the gospel is spreading. Rejoice in the gospel spreading in the Praetorian Guard. Oh, sorry. Oh. Rejoice in God. We always have excuses of where our minds are. Paul says, do not be anxious about anything. The greatest enemy of peace might be being anxious. Maybe, what could? Anxiety, anxious, being anxious could be the greatest peace. We always have an excuse to anything about how we want things to be. There are no fatal lack or chances with God. It says that this is his world, he made it, he's in charge of it, and they that the Bible is a lie. You decide. And you decide by the way you live it. If it has to be more of me and me and me, then leave it. God is saying, Paul is saying at the very end, that we are to live with peace with each other and in unity. A secure mind rejoices in unity. How again do we build a mind that is secure? A mind that is secure in the Lord finds contentment in circumstances. Paul says in verse 11, I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. What is your circumstance? You're paying mortgage? Looking for a girlfriend? It's a circumstance. You're in a family and there's somebody who's not okay, their Christian life. There's somebody who's not, you're having issues at work. Paul is saying, rejoice. Be content. Not that I am in need. This is somebody who's in jail. I am not in need. Sounds very funny. How can somebody who's in jail say, I'm not in need? I'm in need to be free. But even in chains, even when you're in pain, even in suffering, where are you content? Where's your contentment? It should be in Christ. Does it mean that that as I rejoice in the midst of circumstances of my life, that I might not always be, that might not always be what I want them to be, or what I understand them to be, or what I expect them to be. But what I do is that I rejoice in it because I know and I believe that I am of more value to God than anything else. I am of value to God. You are of value to God. Let me say that the world is watching. The world is watching on how we carry ourselves as Christians. And it's looking for what is a genuine Christianity? And it has not yet seen. What it sees is a weakened emotion. A Christianity of more and more of me. Until the world sees a gospel lived out, it doesn't want to hear or even listen to a gospel preached. Paul says, do not be anxious about anything. Be content with each other. This is the same person who was jailed. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. Paul is talking in 1 Timothy 6:6-8. This is the same Paul who is talking in Philippians. He talks about this. He says in 2 Corinthians, but we have this treasure in jars of clay, that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. The same Paul talks again in 2 Corinthians 11:24. He says, five times from the Jews, I have received 40 lashes minus one. Three times I was beaten with rods. In this verse in Corinthians, Paul talks about how he has been shipwrecked. He has been at sea for days. He has gone hungry. I have been in the cold and naked. Besides everything, I face daily pressure of the concern of all of you. He is content with the fact that not my worldly things. I am content with God and who God is in my life. Are you content with what God is, who Jesus is? What trouble are you going through? Philippians 4:11 says, 4:13 says, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Understand, I can pass through all the problems that are before me through him who gives me strength. I will be able to pay my mortgage through him who does what? Gives me strength. I will be able to reconcile the people who are in my job, who are not at peace, through him who gives me strength. I will love better than anybody else through him who gives me strength. John 15:5, without him, you can do nothing. Philippians 4:13, with him, you can do all things. Peace does not come by knowing it. Peace comes by living it. You have to live and decide that I will rejoice in every circumstance. A mind that is secure in the Lord trusts in God to provide. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call to me and I will answer and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Philippians 4:6b says, but in everything present your request to God. Then you will ask me, but in everything, surely you do not mean my girlfriend. Paul says, but in everything, surely you do not mean my mortgage. Paul again says, but in everything, surely not my job. But in everything, not my marriage. But in everything, not my children. But in everything, not my car. But in everything, not with my workmates. Not my business. Paul says again, but in everything, present your request to God. And the peace of God which transcends all human understanding. Understand this. This is not peace with men. This is you having peace with God. And when you have peace with God, it has a way of doing it with people. And when it happens with people, a peace that even those people will not understand sinks in. The Holy Spirit. Is there anything bothering you? Take it to the Lord. Is it still bothering you? Take it to the Lord. Does it still bother you? Take it again to the Lord. Persistence is as much a biblical truth of prayer as any other. Philippians 4:19 says, and my God will meet all your needs in Christ Jesus. All your needs. God wants to be and to make you a blessing channel for others. Not my needs, but his will be done. When his will is done, he meets your needs, not your wants, your needs. Now you choose, not just by your mind, but by your life. You choose not just by what you know, but how you live it. It's a worldview orientation. It's a faith perspective on circumstance. I choose to believe that God is with me no matter what. I choose to believe there's a greater purpose. I choose to believe that I am valuable to Him. I choose to believe that. I choose not to grind over my circumstances. That is what we are telling Him. I choose not to compare myself with men. I choose not to grieve over the past that I cannot change. I choose to rejoice. I choose to rejoice in Him because I know that my God will meet all my needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Only if I stay and put my focus in Him and I rejoice in Him always. Let us pray. Father in heaven, may we be agents of peace. May we bring unity where there's disagreement. May we show love where love lacks. Heavenly Father, may we be content. For You are our Creator. With nothing we came into this earth, and with nothing we go back to it. May we be content, Lord, of You, that You will provide for us what we need. That Heavenly Father, even in the midst of any struggle, pain, economy, anything that the world brings towards us, or the enemy points towards us, we can never compare it to the beautiful love that You have for us. We are content in You. Teach us to be content and to focus on You. Father God, teach us to trust that You will provide for us. No matter what be our need, You know them better. Answer them. For Your glory's sake, we pray. Amen.